A couple random facts for you. People search Google about health problems more on a Monday than any other day of the week.
You're not sick. You just don't like Mondays.
Yes. And quite possibly because they feel so awful about the weekend and the fact that they have to work. But yeah, they're searching Google for health problems on Mondays. Cher has the record for the longest amount of time between her first and last number one hits. I Got You, Babe, August of 65. Believe, number one just a short, scant 33 and a half years later in April of 1999. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. Well, I love this, and I'm going to sign up or do what I have to do. A web developer named Kunal Batra just created a program that figures out exactly how much food you can get at Taco Bell for the money you have in your pocket. All you do is send an email to tacobell@sendmail.io and make the subject line the amount of money you have. You don't need to put a dollar sign or write anything in the body of the email.
Just how much money.
In the subject line, and you're good. Within a few minutes, you'll get an email back putting together an order of different Taco Bell items for you based on the maximum number of calories you can eat for your money. I will, next time in the realm of a Taco Bell, I'm just going to do it just to see what happens.
Just to see what happens, yes. Speaking of tacos, a website figured out the most taco-obsessed cities in America based on percentage of restaurants serving tacos and Google searches. The top five, not surprising, all in Texas. Arlington, the most taco-obsessed city in the country. New York City is the least obsessed about tacos.
Most obsessed taco person, this girl. Penny Pompa, she lives in Monroe, Connecticut, and has four kids to support. She's been on hard times lately and thought she was about to lose her house. Well, she also had some extra medical bills recently, too, because she was diagnosed with Lyme disease. Anyway, dealing with all of that will be a whole lot less stressful now, because last Wednesday, Penny woke up to a knock on her door. When she answered it, a woman from Publishers Clearinghouse was there to give her a check for $1 million.
Unbelievable.
They gave her the huge check. It's all on video online. They also gave her a real check for $25,000 right away. She'll have cash on hand until the paperwork goes through. So now she's not going to lose her a house and able to pay for everything.
Wow. So a girl in her 20s flying from London to Vegas last week started talking to a random guy next to her. And they decided in the course of conversation that they should probably join a certain club a mile high. Flight attendants broke up this little joining when they got a little too loud in the restroom. Then the woman started arguing with the flight attendants, so the flight attendants actually had to handcuff her. Police escorted her off the plane in Vegas, but they did let her off with a warning. Oh, did I mention the girl in the 20s was flying with her parents at the time?
So proud.
Oh, boy. Your stack of leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.